Hare Krishna. So we are seeing a section starting from shloka number 17, which goes up to 30 shlokas. So here, Krishna is talking about, you might be practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga, still you have to work for setting an example. Now the two shlokas that we saw, 17 and 18, there Krishna was talking about how it is important for a person to understand that who is self-realized. And he spoke about the self-realized person, the one who takes pleasure in self. And he said that that person does not have any obligation towards any duty. Now Arjuna might say that maybe I am also in that category, so I can maybe leave for the forest then. Now he actually starts with a verse which will tell Arjuna that even if you are on a higher platform, still you have to work. Let's see. Shloka number 19, which talks about that. Tasmad asaktaha satatam karyam karma samachara asakto yacharan karma param apnoti purushah. So here Krishna is saying, tasmad, therefore. Now he has described self-realized souls. Now he is saying, therefore what? Asaktaha satatam. Without getting attached, asaktaha, without getting attached to the fruits of what? Karyam karma samachara. One should work as a matter of duty. This is very, very important. And then he says, asakto ya charan karma param apnoti purushaha. A person who works like this without getting attached to the fruits of the work, what happens? Such a person will attain supreme. So here, very nicely, Krishna is getting the point that you have to work according to your prescribed duty. Now here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts with the definition of supreme. Now we see here, the word is given here, attachment. Without attachment, one attains the supreme. So what is the supreme all about? For devotees, supreme means something. For impersonalists, supreme means something else. So here it is given. For devotees, supreme is the personality of Godhead. So we all are devotees. For us, as soon as we say supreme, we know who it is, Lord Sri Krishna. But when it comes to the impersonalist, supreme means for them, it's liberation. Somehow they want to get rid of this material world. That's what they want. But when it comes to devotees, devotees are not interested just to get rid of this world, but they want service at the lotus feet of Krishna in the other world. So this is what is supreme, you know, when it comes to devotees and the impersonalists. Now, a person therefore acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness, what happens to that person is given here. That person makes progress, steady progress towards the supreme goal, but there are two conditions here. First, he should be under proper guidance. Very, very important in bhakti. In fact, in any transcendental path. Important thing is, the person should be under guidance, first. Second, he should work without getting attached to the result. These are two important points. I repeat, one should be under the guidance, and second, detached from the fruits of work. Such a person can make steady progress towards the ultimate goal of life, that is supreme. And for us, it's Lord Sri Krishna. Then it is given here that, to be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment. So I can decide that what I want to be. That's my personal choice. But to act on behalf of Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. Sometimes people might ask that how do we understand that am I getting attached to the fruits of the result or not? Here the definition is given. When we act on behalf of Lord Sri Krishna, at that time, we can say that we are detached from the results of the work. And what happens to such a person? That is perfect action of the highest degree recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Now, such a person is working on behalf of Sri Krishna. So, he is just an instrument, nimitta matra. He is just an instrument. And same thing is told to Arjuna. Now, it is given here. Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra for what? Because Arjuna was not interested. Arjuna was like, no, they are my kinsmen, how can I kill them? So that was his personal interest. But now he is asked by Krishna to fight, and it is given here, fight for whom? For the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. Now, when Arjuna starts fighting for Krishna's pleasure, what happens? He is detached from the results of the work. He is completely detached from his personal opinions and personal motives. Vedic rituals like prescribed sacrifices are performed for purification of impious activities that were performed in the field of sense gratification. Now, many times what happens is people commit a lot of sins, knowingly, unknowingly, and they want to get rid of that. So Shastra gives some atonement procedures that you do these rituals, and then you'll be somewhat saved or somewhat purified, from those sinful activities, the reactions of the sinful activities. But then the same question is asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Shukadev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how these sinful people can atone. And Shukadev Goswami gives some pointers for that. But Parikshit Maharaj has a question that, okay, they might atone for their sinful activity, but still, after atonement, why do they commit sinful activity? And at that time, the discussion is very, very nice. And there the discussion says that the tree of sin is cut, but still the roots remain. And as soon as there is a favorable circumstance, the tree again starts growing. The person will again commit sins. So how to remove that sin from the root? That is given in the next line. It says, action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the result but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities but is completely non-attached. So only by Krishna conscious activity, this root can be uprooted completely. The root of sinful tendencies can be completely uprooted. And when someone is working on behalf of Krishna, what happens? He is doing all kinds of activities, but he is completely non-attached. He knows that he is just an instrument. Like for example, when we are writing with the pencil, so it's me who is writing. Now the pencil cannot say that I am writing. Similarly, when we are acting as a pencil in the hands of Krishna, so we don't have any onus. It's Krishna who is doing. So we are not attached, or the devotees of the Lord are not attached to the fruits of the result. So it's very clear, from this particular verse that we have to work without getting attached to the result, and the simplest way to do that is act on behalf of Krishna. Now, there might be a question that how will we get to know what Krishna wants? Simple. He has spoken Bhagavad Gita, we have to read that. Once we read Bhagavad Gita, we'll understand that what Krishna wants from us. And once we understand that, we have to just follow. And let me be the spoiler, let me tell you what Krishna wants. So Krishna is very clear in the chapters from 7 to 12, the Bhakti Yoga chapters. Just starting this particular section of Bhakti Yoga, the last verse of 6th chapter, he says, Yoginam api sarvesham mad gatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam ame yukta tamo mataha. He is saying, that person is very, very dear to me, who is one with me in devotion. So Krishna is saying it very clearly that I want each and every living entity to practice devotional service and come back to me. And once anyone comes back to me, to my abode, that person will never go down or never fall down. So it's very clear. So Krishna wants us to practice bhakti. That's what Krishna will speak, at various points, in various chapters in Bhagavad Gita. And we have discussed in so many sections now, so many verses, that the topmost thing in the age of Kali Yuga, when it comes to practicing bhakti, is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we just attentively chant this mantra, focusing on each and every word, each and every syllable of this entire Mahamantra, Lord Shri Krishna will be pleased, very pleased. And that's what is our goal. We want to please Lord Shri Krishna. We want to act on behalf of Him. So in this way, here it's very clear that we have to act on behalf of Shri Krishna And what will happen? We'll be detached from the results of the work. Now, Krishna is going to add more pointers to this. Now, Arjuna might say that, okay, you're telling like this, but tell me, is there anyone who has attained perfection just by doing a prescribed duty, by not getting attached to the result? Is there anyone like that? And Krishna is like, hold on, I'll tell you. And you also hold on. We'll see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna.